can start. I have to turn up the headphones, and then you guys will be really loud, and I'll turn them back down. It'll be a cluster fudge, as the kids call it on the playground.
Yes, they do.
Hi, guys. It is another Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, joined by the lovely Jay Whitaker. And the pedestrian Eva Crickson.
Really?
Well, you're not pedestrian in one department. That is a hell of a smoker's laugh you got going.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's, who was it, that was, okay. That was completely off mic. You fooled the audience.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
Who was it?
That was staged.
That played, oh God, it's, she played Chandler's mother, after a sex change operation. Mm-hmm. Much later on in the career, but she was in Body Heat, Kathleen Turner.
You're saying I look like and sound like Kathleen Turner.
I'm saying you look like now. I'm saying you still have time. Or I'm sorry, I meant sound like now. You still have time to avoid the looking like.
I don't sound like her.
You do at times?
No, I don't.
And that's
You're
what
just
makes
trying
it
to piss me off. I can see that little smirk on your cherub face.
I'm just a bearded cherub. Exactly. If Muslims had angels, that's what they would
look like.
Like
you. I can see that you're so pleased with making me mad.
I'm just concerned as a friend.
Oh, right. Like, you don't join with me every time I have a cigarette.
We'll get to your poisoning of this temple later.
Right, right.
Oh, he was.
The show's website is...
Yeah, that temple over there.
Really big, yeah.
Yeah.
The Pyramid of Margarine.
Yeah.
That's what the name of my temple is. The show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there
Zorba's
for...
Zorba's temple.
Every episode we've done, as well as my occasional writing. I've been lazy about it lately because I've been busy and nothing pays any money. Nothing. And that was the least smooth fade out of a song since equipment failure on 99.5. You can also find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement. You guys plug your Twitter accounts.
I am at Orchard Eva, and I'm starting to be way more active at Twitter. So please come visit me at Orchard Eva. There
you go. And I'm at Pete Maybe.
There you go.
On Twitter and on Tumblr at Maybe, Maybe, Maybe Not.
He actually does Tumblr stuff.
You can email me at deadmaybejokes@gmail.com.
That's a funny one. I don't do Tumblr. My experience with Tumblr is one time.
What's a Tumblr?
think of like.
You both were like my sons. Yeah. Like, I'm so dumb.
It's a place where a lot of people go to whine about other people.
Oh.
It's not Twitter because they make fun of people. Tumblr is more of a place where people go to just cry.
I thought it was like a dating website.
No, it's kind of social networking.
That's Grindr.
Picture, yes. Yeah, that's not so much dating. Yeah. That's cutting to the chase.
That's
website.
Effing?
Yeah. That's a G-effing.
Stone Cold Effing.
A gay effing site.
Stone Cold Effing.
Like, in fact, if you wanted
to get
some.
Oh, that's for the gay males.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you wanted to get some, just take some photos like your hair pulled back. And then just like...
And then talk with my normal voice because I sound like a man.
I hadn't even thought of that, but you are now doing the work for me. And then just call someone over and lie, you know, spread eagle face down on the bed.
I think my double D's will...
Face down.
Okay.
You missed that part.
I did.
And then when, you know, just act like you are a complete bottom. And you will have sex by Greek standards.
Is that how a bottom works?
A bottom is the receiver. So right. I would assume,
well,
I don't understand, I'm not going to say that I did 6 years of biology here, or physiology, but I would assume the bottom
kind of... But you did some experiments.
Yeah.
His creek.
I would imagine you fan out like Whoopi Goldberg on the cover of Jumping Jack Flash, and just lie face down on the bed, and then you take L piping.
So here's my question.
Sure.
Do gay men...
I like how we can answer this. Continue.
Yeah.
Right. Do gay men have like one or the other? Are they either a receiver or a giver?
Why does it have to be wrong or right? Why does it have to be one or the other? Why does it have to be black or white? I wish I knew the rest of those lyrics.
I don't know, but is that how it is?
I believe that, I mean, I'm going by like
What's
things
a power
I saw
bottom?
On Always Sunny.
Yeah,
well, to quote
that?
Always Sunny, a power bottom is a bottom, a sexual receiver of the act who controls the act by
goes back.
Kind of bucking.
I thought it was literally somebody like if from
you,
the bottom.
No, well, if you took like Linda Blair like, in The Exorcist,
yeah, from the bottom,
the pelvic thrust.
No, no. Oh, yeah, that would be like I get what you're saying. No, it's imagine if you took little Linda Blair in The Exorcist, mm-hmm. where she's like bucking up and down, and you flipped her around, and then you put like Max von Sydow on top of her.
Okay,
that would be power bottoming because he would be holding on for dear life. As she's barfing pea soup, possibly turning around to do it in his face. We don't know. But yeah. that's power bottom.
But what I'm
that
saying is,
extra.
Do men, do You're they do one or the other?
I would assume as a guy, I would get really bored and probably want to do everything
okay.
at some point.
That's what I think. I think everyone just does everything.
Yeah, maybe I'm not going to be the one that receives a ton or gives a ton, but... As a dude and understanding how guys' urges are, I don't care if you're with a woman or a man, really quickly you will get bored sexually with everything they have to offer.
Right.
And you will try to, like I feel as a man sexually, you're like the American Indian with like a buffalo carcass. And really quickly you've
and
eaten the good parts. Yeah.
Down.
I mean, like,
tier.
Within 2 weeks, you're like, we ate the buffalo steaks. We made buffalo burgers. What's
buffalo,
left?
Man.
Yeah. Well, first, exactly. You're like, if I see more buffalo, I'm going to vomit. And then you're like, but apparently I'm stuck with this buffalo carcass for life. And so after a while, you're just scraping the hoof meat out, making a tail fricassee.
Marrow.
Yeah. You're just like, I just want to eat another buffalo or any sort of. Can I shoot an eagle out of the sky and eat that goddamn buffalo?
Where's the freaking cow?
Yeah, just give me something. But
how did we get here?
You took it to wanting to know
how
the gay guys did it.
Grinders.
Power bottoms. I didn't know that power bottoms were like a thing.
Sure you did. You used the term.
I just heard it from you guys.
What did you think it was? A Transformers name?
Power bottom, I just thought that meant that they were like, they kept up the bills and stuff.
Like they paid the power bill?
Yeah, like they paid all the bills at the house and...
They were the one in charge?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
You don't need an app for that.
That's adorable.
That's what I thought. I thought that meant they were like...
The power bottom is like the
they
daddy.
They were like the head of the household.
Yeah, they probably don't even stay the night, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
They got to be elsewhere.
Power bottoms.
You got to power bottom at least four more that night.
Exactly. I think if you're power bottoming, you're a very self-loathing individual. Yeah.
You're grinding.
You're probably just bug chasing, honestly, just trying to get as much dumped into the cement mixer as possible.
Yeah. Cement pond. That's what I call my butthole.
No, I don't know what that's supposed to be. Let's get to me, my favorite subject
yes.
on the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's mine too.
Thank you. That's why you're still here.
Thanks.
I want to ask you guys if I really do have some sort of like anger issue or interpersonal problem. And I know this is like dumb, done to the death shtick where you have like a comedian come out. It's like, I think I might not be too likable. And the whole audience is like, oh, but you're the best, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Et cetera. And it's fine. But... I really am asking this, not rhetorically. I want to know, like, am I crazy? Am I asocial? What gives?
Okay.
I will paint a picture for you.
Paint us a word picture.
Yeah.
A word picture. That's going to be the new name of the show. All right. Before the show, we record for the most part in a public access station.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find very interesting folks here. I typically mean weird. They are, let's be honest.
I
think we are three of the more normal people in this place.
I'd agree with that.
Most normal.
Yeah, they're, sure. No, I mean, like, for example,
best normal.
I almost took a picture of a dude.
Best looking, definitely.
And then thought better of it. There was a guy, a really, really fat guy, and I know I'm saying this, much fatter than me, like asleep in a chair. With suspenders on, and he looked exactly like Snorlax from Pokemon. I almost wanted to wake him with a magic flute, and I didn't take a picture and tweet it, but he's real. I wouldn't make that crap up. So we are in the kitchenette,
mm-hmm.
and while we are sitting there eating and I'm trying to focus on the show, shut up, Eva. You know where this is going?
I do.
And you're just going to take the ride.
Okay.
You're like a little kid on the Scooby-Doo roller coaster mm-hmm. at King's Dominion.
I love that.
It's all of a sudden terrifying, but they put the harness down and you're
John,
in there.
Just go.
Thank you. So Eva, an older gentleman walks in. An older black gentleman, because that's inherent to the story. I know you might hear the race part. You're like, why, John? Because it pays off in the punchline for this thing. So an old guy walks in. And Jay, I don't know about you. We know how Eva handled this. If someone walks in and tries to talk to me right before the show, I go, hi. And that's it. And I really hope they don't acknowledge me past that. Mm-hmm. I want to drink my coffee in peace. I want to eat a pack of Cheez-Its, which, by the way, I have to record the calories for right now.
Right.
Because I'm busy losing weight.
Cheez-Its are so good.
They're the tits.
Oh, my God.
They really are just the best. So I'm there, and Eva's talking to this old guy,
He was black nice.
Gentleman, and they're just jawing about, at first, what shows you do, which is really the initial...
Yeah.
Nice man.
It's like almost...
That's fine conversation.
Exactly. In this place, that's kind of your opening one-liner.
Yeah.
Like someone's like, what show do you do? I do this. What show do you do? I do this. You stop feigning interest at that point. You're like, cool, sounds good. Bye.
What show was it that he did? Because I came in late.
It's called
you weren't even paying
Banging Young
Blondes. You weren't.
I wasn't.
You just
it was
wanted to
something,
talk.
It was something about like politics. I don't know.
So at first, he was an engineer.
Yeah.
So at first...
But he was a veteran.
I thought Eva was trapped by this old guy. And I laughed because it happens sometimes. There are old people, they like to talk. You're stuck in the kitchenette, especially if you're sitting and you've got a meal in front of you. You're boned. You're a captive audience. And as the conversation goes on, I can tell he's the guy trying to get away.
No, he wasn't.
And Eva is the one who's like, okay, from asking what show they were recording, like what show he did.
He was not trying to get away from me. He was intrigued.
It
was
spirals
towards the door.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. I saw him. He was going to drink his coffee, and then he poured it out. And
yeah.
He was trying to leave. I don't even need to drink this anymore.
He looked like a cartoon character against a fence trying to avoid a spotlight. Like, his toes should have been making, like, little piano, like, sounds.
No.
Yes.
I refuse to agree with this.
So
this man was absolutely intrigued by me.
We'll keep going. So this conversation, which should have stopped at what show do you do? I do this show. Great. That sounds interesting. Your show sounds interesting as well. And neither of you listen to each other's shows and that's it.
And never will.
Eva then steers it onto the subject of what shows do you think are most popular at the station? Which is, I would never interact someone to this depth, like unless they had Dolly Parton's breasts. And even then I would probably be like, I just want my coffee. Like she would have to be pulling them out. And then maybe I would go through the motions of, but Eva,
continuing conversation.
With an old guy, starts talking about the subjects of everything else on the station. And then he gets into, well, I think there's a lot of religious fare on the station. And she keeps it going with, well, why do you think that is? And then she gets into his belief system and he asks her what her belief system is. And that dovetails into a big talk about her grandfather's funeral, which, again, my condolences on that one. It goes on for like 25 minutes, no joke. And it's just, it was such a switcheroo because I thought, here's an old talky man trapping Eva. But Eva had old talky manned the old talky man. She had gotten, she had judoed him with the conversational trap. And then what made me lose it. At the end, she struts in after talking up this old dude for 25 minutes and exclaims, black men love me. Now, Jay, you're impartial here.
That's true. She said it.
Just remember, it's my
show.
He's
not impartial. He's already on your side.
It's my show.
And it's your show. Yeah. Privileged boy.
I'll admit it.
He was having a nice conversation
with me. You can ask
me
anyways, though.
I'm sorry.
I talked to him for a bit.
No one talks to that man ever.
Oh, we also got to his veteran status.
Yeah.
I forgot that in the mix. So, Jay, just man to man, Let's cut the coos out of the loop for a second.
Right. Can you not ever, ever call me that word ever again, please? Ever.
Is that like a trigger word?
Yeah.
Really?
On air or in my face, not off air. Just don't ever All call right. me that.
I've never used it. So.
It's
Neither
disgusting.
Have I. It's gross.
You need a new best friend.
That was a horrible
just
thing.
You know.
Why did you say it and throw your voice, Eva?
Right.
So my question... And I'm not throwing you under the bus because I've also dealt with this even more from my friend Allison, who will talk to anyone. Like, crazy people will walk up to Allison like, oh, I'm going to tell her about the tinfoil hats and the CIA. And like 10 minutes later, they're like, I am suddenly sane and I need to flee immediately. But do you have that in you to talk to people? Or are you like me where you're just like, I don't, this is so awkward. Like, I only want to talk to you if it's like via text message and I might see you.
My problem is I can and... I sometimes try. I don't generally engage, but I'll react, unlike where you were just trying to leave, as
yes.
I could tell.
Yeah, I mean, I nakedly...
I was setting up stuff in here, and you were like, I have to go.
Yeah, exactly. You were doing
I was like,
all the behind scenes
I have
work.
Stuff to do, and I'm talking to this guy. Generally, I'm like that, but I'm pretty bad at it, like, at first. So they usually disengage after they realize that it's not going to go far.
Okay.
I think that's the New York
it's
in me.
It's mostly my fault.
I mean...
Is everyone in New York like you?
Yeah.
Because if that is the case, I will never set foot in that city again.
Good. No one wants you there.
That was hurtful, Eva.
Right.
You just said a bad word about me.
Yeah. Right. You can be mean to me, but you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Of course. Haven't you understood that?
Yeah.
That should be the subtitle of the show. Yeah.
We'll just go to Richmond.
No, I was impressed more than anything. I don't have that in me to want to. What is it that makes you want to know about other people?
Empathy.
I just don't. Because we're all so boring.
I disagree.
Horrible. Really?
I think we're all just screwed up little children, and I want to get to know everything about anyone that comes across my path.
I mean, there's some conversations, though, especially because we were about to do the show. I didn't know if we wanted to start into that. The veterans and all that stuff.
It was getting so deep and dark.
Like, no time for love, Dr. Jones.
Maybe that's what got me about it. Yeah. I think with 5 more minutes, you would have been like, so that's why you feel that your father never loved you. That's what you're getting out of the show. It was just so, I was like, hey, we need to write down what dick jokes we're going to start with.
And I'm actually your mother. That's what I wanted to tell him.
He was light. It could have been a thing. Given the way you're going.
Oh, my God.
What?
Sound like my dad.
Sorry. I mean, you might have proclaimed that black men love you, but you love black men. It's a two-way
street. I love
street.
All people.
No, lately you've really been talking like a Kardashian anytime I meet you.
Yeah.
You're like, so this black guy. I'm like, okay. And
it's like the forbidden fruit, man.
I don't know how forbidden it is anymore. Yeah.
Well, I haven't dipped my toe in that pond. So it would be very interesting to me.
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
Maybe we can auction you off on air. How's that for a reversal?
No.
What? We can't do an Eva dating auction?
Anyone
auction?
In the area.
Yeah. Black.
No. Is.
No.
Black.
No.
And looking for
a date. At least Uncle Phil Black. No lighter than that. We can't take iced tea black.
I'm thinking about it. No.
We can't?
No.
Okay.
Unless they're good looking, right? Is that the subtext here?
Yes.
There we go. No, maybe it's healthier to be you. I know that I physically scared you the other day. If we're going to embarrass ourselves on air and I've been a jerk to you.
You're
always
mean
from
to
your
me.
Face. No. You know I love you.
I know you.
I just say that because I know it tricks her.
He really does love me. Don't listen to him.
The whisper song. I was driving around with you as we bought our smokes.
Oh, yes. This was so funny.
In front of the giant supermarket where
He's
we grew
such
up.
A jerk.
And haven't moved away from.
Yeah.
And
oh, you mean my backyard?
Yeah, and we're driving, and an old man, Jay, again, Impartial Jay. That's just your name on the show. That's
Impartial fine. Jay.
Judge
Impartial
Jay.
Impartial Pete.
So an old guy is at one of those painted stop lines. You with me so far?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a stop line. It's just a white thing. It says stop in white paint. and he rolls on through it. I don't know if he had been stopped there previously, but when a car is roughly 8 feet to your left, stop or not, you wait for me, who's going in front of that stop, to go past you.
Yep.
And this...
Didn't wait.
Yeah, rolls on out, which...
Didn't wait.
I had to hit my brakes, which is fine, except then the guy makes a face like,
yeah, I can't believe
at
you.
Me.
He went like this, like...
Yeah, just this little scowl.
Yeah.
And if...
I'm so mad at you.
If like, I had to pick a face... And I'm not going to use, like, the words old and Jewish. I guess picture, like, Maury from Goodfellas with AIDS.
Okay.
Hey!
Yeah. Like
the wig stays on.
Yeah, like Maury or, like, stage 4 cancer Maury. Like, just emaciated, bearded, very Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
And Eva... You were my passenger looking away. Yeah. You can tell Jay that he's co-hosting with a madman, because what was my reaction to this man?
So the guy was like, and John just turns. I can't swear. You have to do it.
Okay.
You so have the to guy, do it. It was so
as
good.
As he's going past me, because we're doing that.
Yeah,
that
kind of like.
Your glass, your windows are facing each other. Almost picture like. Chevy Chase and Christy Brinkley in Vacation.
Okay.
Except instead of like just parallel, we're going slowly in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Did you guys start stripping?
Yeah, it was a nip
off. It
was
real slow. The guy started scowling because you took your shirt off.
I mean, like, I was kind of impressed by what came out of me, because I turn while we're driving and with my left hand, I smack my glass. Like, it should have knocked out the panel. And I turn my head to the window and scream, like, to the point spit is coming out of my
You're
mouth.
Like a caged animal?
Yeah. I scream, mother F you. And I'm, like, jamming my finger against the window, too. So at this point, that's no awesome. Hands are on
I bet
my
he
wheel.
His pants.
Spitting blood. Just
really?
Falling out of his mouth.
Not blood. I don't have gingivitis. But I really slobber like the beast. From the sandlot, yeah. Flying out of my mouth.
And I, like, huddled into the
little
corner.
She effing freaked. Like a kid who's, like, seen dad flip out before and is like, oh, God, not again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And curls up defensively. I was only upset because I didn't see this old bastard visibly flinch.
Yeah.
Like, I almost
oh, really?
Wanted to circle back and just rear-end him to start a dialogue, to start a conversation. As we love to say in this country.
Yeah.
Much like we're supposed to start a conversation about race, I wanted to start a conversation about him cutting me off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was going to do it by any means.
But he wasn't phased, though.
What's that?
He wasn't phased.
He really...
As angry as you were.
I mean, I'm going to assume he was, and he just has those, like, old man dendrites in his head, so, like, his neurons fire, like, 3 seconds later. So, like... At the exit to the mall and just be like, oh, Morris, what's going on? And he's just clutching his chest all of a sudden.
As soon as he gets into his parking
Yeah,
space.
That's all I could console myself with. He was just going to have an old man heart
that
attack.
Little Greek boy.
A half mile away. Yeah. Get my pills, Estelle.
Crush them up. Let me chew them.
That's all I wanted. And it didn't happen.
You were so scary, though.
So I guess I'm carrying a little something in me. So maybe...
And then I got a cigarette in you and you felt much better.
Yeah. Can I really thank you for that, by the way? Thanks for getting me hooked on the poison that killed my father.
Thanks for taking the 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I've been off of cigarettes for the better part of a decade and you moved to town. I have no willpower. This is why do you think?
Yeah, I'm like, it's my fault.
I have no willpower. Why do you think I'm leaving my mom's house? She has boxes of crackers and chocolates around, and I, honest to God, cannot not put them in my mouth.
I hate going to your house.
Yeah, it's just a temple to fat and hoarding.
All I want to do is eat.
And it's 84 degrees. You can't escape it. There's just an aura that radiates from her.
There's just snacks everywhere. It's like
there's nothing nutritional.
Oh, there's snacks.
That sounds great.
Everywhere.
There's nothing nutritionally redeeming.
And cats, and you can just watch Sopranos over and over.
Yeah. It's just,
I never want to leave, but when I leave there, I feel so fat. So
yeah. Like, and you hate yourself, and then you go scream at an old Jewish guy in a parking lot. But yeah, I have no willpower. Let this be known.
All right, so it's my fault.
Yeah, all of it.
Right.
every time we hung out, I would go. You would have a smoke. You'd kindly offer it to me as you slowly plotted to poison me.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah. And then she said, just go.
Just suck.
And I went, like it was mommy's nipple.
Close your eyes.
Yeah. Exactly. I didn't even, I see a cigarette and I just look like a hamster at a water bottle. I'm just like, I can't even help myself. It's reflexive.
Well, I'm so sorry I moved back here and just completely ruined your life.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the first half hour of this show. That's all I wanted to hear.
That's why I'm laughing like this.
I really am worried about you all of a sudden. That is a hearty laugh.
I know, man. God. I'm not drinking. I need something.
What? Does it have to be something bad, though? You laughed and Jay passed you water just to clear your throat.
I did drink some of it.
Well, I'm going to put it in my kava cup.
Oh, you won't share it?
Oh, I don't care. I
you
know
can't even drink from Jay?
Oh, I didn't know if you were a sharer. Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. The guy that we talked to in the kitchen is a vet, and you're cool with that, but Jay comes back from Iraq, and you can't share a drink with him?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service.
How else are we supposed to get this party started?
Exactly.
Thank you for your service, Jay.
Just afraid to...
Yeah, no problem.
...to secondhand chemical weapons. I have no idea where I was going with that one. I'm just watching you put on two lids for some reason.
I don't know why.
By the way, for the
lids.
Listeners, I gave her a full bottle, and she gave me back a quarter. Just so you guys know.
So no, you... Okay.
No, I'm...
I don't want you to be thirsty.
I just wanted you to quench a little bit.
You're a veteran.
Yeah.
You're a veteran.
I don't want you to be thirsty. Well, you know what to do. Pop them out.
Exactly. That'd be so great if we just started feeding her, like, pregnancy hormones, and then she's walking around just...
Oh, that would be funny.
What do you think is in here?
What?
That would be comedic gold. Sorry, I'll turn off her. Like, especially if you didn't really know what was going on, that we convinced you it was some sort of phantom pregnancy Jesus.
How did this become Be Mean to Eva show
no.
day?
It's not. It's not. In fact, I'm going to abandon everything we had going on.
Good. Let's talk about you.
Well, I was going to let you do your Duggars segment, but we can do whatever you want, Eva.
I don't... You know what?
Yes.
I thought the Duggars would be a good segment. Now I'm just mad at them. They have the
Why?
World at their fingertips.
Well, I don't follow them. So what do they do?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, do you know anything about the Duggars?
I know that they like to F, and they have a bunch of weird. Oh wait, no. Son's a little questionable. He's got some backing by some.
I'll get radio here.
Right wing politicians to give them the thumbs up to talk to little kids.
I will explain the full background of the Duggars. They are a family. Of 19, is it a mommy, a daddy, and 19 kids? They
Michelle and Jim Bob, who you actually don't believe is his real name.
It can't
be. That's nobody's real name.
It can't be. I mean, that's one of those things where, like, I understand there is a culture divide.
It's so silly.
There's just certain things where, like deep down, I want to believe we're all more or less the same. And then I hear certain things, and I'm like, that is a naive, childish belief. Like, again, we'll go back to what happened during the Republican national or Republican debate. Thingy.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever had Trump a couple weeks ago. And at the end, like, Megyn Kelly was just like, so have any of you spoken to God about your candidacy? And if so, what has he said? And I was like, oh, is she fishing?
Right.
Like, is this to weed out the wackos?
Oh,
and
I didn't hear that.
Instead, everyone had to, like, out-God each other.
Yeah.
You know, the first, you know, Huckabee's like, yeah, God talks to me while I'm on the... John, and then Mark Rubio's
pooping.
Like, yeah, like, well, God talked to me, and I saw a vision of Christ on the cross, and like by the end of it,
oh my God,
they went to the movies.
Like, oh
they
yeah,
just had to one up each other's.
By the end of it, it's like I saw 1 foot of footsteps or 1 foot of footsteps. Where were you? I was busy running for president.
That was him carrying me.
Yeah, it was just very strange to me. And I guess there are a lot of people in this country who just believe that what we need is more God. And I mean, more power to you. I'm cool with more God as long as there's also like more, you know, responsible tax stuff and taking care of the poor and fixing deficits and all the real things.
Yeah.
All the stuff that actually matters.
Stuff that impacts everybody.
If you want to put a make-believe cherry on top of that, be my guest.
So... they were talking about God. Where were we going with this?
I was just saying the Duggars are like,
yes,
they follow, I guess, some sort of mandate where
they're evangelicals.
Yeah, where Baptist. I guess it's something in the Bible where God's like, go forth and multiply, which was great when it was ye olden days and three out of four of your kids were dead within 3 weeks.
Right.
So you
need to just keep going at it.
Yeah, you needed to have one a year so that like over your 20-year span of
mating.
One of
them might make it.
Exactly. There were like two of you to continue on. Not so big a deal nowadays. We have modern medicine.
You don't need to increase your odds anymore.
Again, thanks to God. And
yes. Science, thanks to God.
Yeah, exactly. And these folks now have 19 kids, which given how population is growing geometrically, that's awesome. If we all had 19 kids, it'd be a flaming ball of hell within 80 years. But
they have grandkids that are older than some of their children. Yeah. I actually watched a really interesting documentary the other day, and it was three families, and two of the fathers of the family were preachers, and then the third family, the mother was a preacher. And they were talking about, and they all had one child that was homosexual. And
where's your Messiah now?
Yeah. They were talking about the Bible and how the Bible says a man laying with another man is an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to read, and then they had all these reverends and priests and people come on and rabbis saying that the word abomination meant something different back then. You have to read the Bible literally, like how it was written, when it was written. And abomination back then meant something that's against your religion, because anytime a man spilled his seed, that was supposed to go towards childbirth.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, if you're with another man, you're not going to have a baby. Unless,
who?
Well, unless...
Someone hasn't watched 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, unless I saw 6 Feet Under.
Dexter and Keith had two babies.
But I mean, like, you're not going to get a guy pregnant. That's what it meant. And that's what the abomination meant, because it wasn't prolonging the human race. But now that we have way too many humans...
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Bible circa 2015 should be like, everyone try the gay thing. Yeah. See if you can like
it. See if you can like it. But a lot of the reverends and even priests were like, yeah, I mean, that was written a long time ago. And that was just mainly written for childbirth. So.
Oh, well, how pragmatic of them. All of a sudden when they have some skin in the game. That's weird, because human beings are never like that.
Right.
It's never that when they gain like one iota of perspective on something that they are forced to change beliefs.
Huh. Right. But
fancy that. Back to the Duggars.
The Duggars, man. They are off the network, TLC.
Which carried, again, the show was called what?
19 Kids and Counting.
Did it start off at like 17, though? Like, no joke. And they ticked off
a couple. I think it might have started at 16.
16. Okay.
16 Kids and Counting. She did have one child that unfortunately
Why don't I have a laugh track pushed up? Hold on. Hold on.
Stop.
Did it ever show them like talking about getting it on? Like, cause it started with 16 and they were just like
they are
the first couple seasons was just them.
They are
very
vocal about like how much they do it.
Hmm.
And like a lot of things about Christian men are like,
now,
yeah,
see, that entices me.
We F our wives so much,
so
you know?
Gay. Sex with your wife, like it's more manly to bang a strange dude than have sex with your wife for the 1,000th time. I might as well brag about beating it. Oh, J-O'd for the 900 millionth time. What a guy I am. Oh wait, hold on. I'm punching this track up blind. What did you say happened to her kid?
She did unfortunately have a baby that died. John.
What? It's the YouTube video.
Oops.
Not me.
Hanger
that stuff. Died while she was carrying it and she had to give birth to it.
Oh. That's a bummer.
Which, I mean, for any mother, I mean, even if you have 19, I'm sure that's a huge bum town. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I'm sure she can relate to other parents that have had like a stillbirth by being like 1/20th of my children were stillborn. And they look at her and they're like, what are you, giving birth to livestock? You are disgusting.
Right. Yeah.
It's still sad.
It's 1/20th as sad as if you had a normal number of kids.
John.
Yes.
John.
I don't even think she can keep track of all 19 of the names. For God's sake.
It's sad, but it probably doesn't reflect to somebody who's tried like their first time.
Yeah, exactly.
That person's probably like,
that guy, this guy right here.
I mean, it sucks.
If I was going to hashtag him right now, he would be this N. That would be the hashtag for him.
All the kids have J names, though.
Staying impartial, though.
It's like Jana, Jessa, Jebediah, Jeremiah,
Jim
Jason.
Bob's 2 through 7.
Yeah, Jason? It's all J's. There's a Jason.
All right, so what is the whole, the Duggars are back yet again. We last heard about them in the news a month ago because the...
So they're back in the news now since TLC dropped their show.
Mm-hmm.
They are now going online and doing...
Did they drop it because of Kid Toucher?
Because of the...
Yeah.
Because of Josh, who we've talked about.
He molested multiples of his little sisters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even the stillborn one. That's where the line was crossed with me.
That's when people started ratting on him.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's when it's like, dude, you need help.
It's going
just a little jar underneath his bed.
Exactly. He just tickled the side, the little formaldehyde jar.
No, now they're on Facebook or on the internet doing one of those like GoMe funds, trying to get people to give them money.
Oh, or as everyone else calls it, a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, sorry. GoMe funds, sorry.
Send me money via PalPay.
Yeah. It's like PayPal. They're trying to get money from viewers because their show's been dropped.
They didn't make any money during the show, or
they
just spin out so many kids.
Oh, they made, I'm sure they made like $5 million.
I'm gonna blow your mind a little, Jay.
Zach Braff.
19 kids cost something.
Oh no.
Human beings have 2 kids and that's a financial drain that can easily sink a family.
I'm still a financial drain on my parents.
Exactly. Yep. And she's just one.
Look at her. I'm adorable.
Yeah, sorry, Mom and Dad. Didn't mean to be a
We
twin.
Need to get just one of those backpacks that, like, mothers wear to carry the kid around, except sized for you. And then Tommy, dear Tommy, can walk around with you on it. Jesus Christ, Dave, you're heavy as hell.
Oh, with his weak knees.
Exactly.
He can't do it. No, but the Duggars are online asking for money right now from fans, which I think to me, like, you make this much money a year, and also you're making more from endorsements. You couldn't save a little bit?
Yeah, for real.
And they also preach on their show about living...
Talking to the mic, my friend.
They talk on their show about living debt-free.
Well, that is...
That's a big thing with them. They're like,
hilariously ironic.
How is that even possible?
They live debt-free, apparently, and now they're asking
because
people
for money.
Because
everyone paid for their crap.
Yeah, I guess so.
That is laughable. I mean, that is... If you get into how many kids they've had and...
And the dead one.
Oh, of course. I didn't want to bring that up. You're sick. There's no humor to be found in that. They have 19 kids and they're begging for money within 6 months of getting... No, not 2 months of getting the show dropped.
I think it's like been... I might want to throw a bone in. It might be 4 months.
They are most closely related, then, to an NFL player.
Yeah.
Like, this reminds me of when the strike happened a couple years ago, and 80% of the league was going to their agents for bridge loans because they had to take care of their, like, 12 kids.
Oh, God.
So, if we're going by number of kids and horrible, horrible finances... These guys should, like, all be in the league in some capacity or another. Now, they're white, so I'm not going to say they're going to be running backs. And they'd be iffy at best as cornerbacks.
Tight ends?
A lot of tight ends. A lot of tight ends. If there's some fat ones, get
Love
some on the offensive
end.
Line. I see what you did there.
Little nose scrunch.
Little nose scrunch, and then you pursed your lips like a
Power
D
bottoms.
Was.
Bottoms.
Ew. Oh, you're gross. That is a really pathetic story, especially because they wouldn't shut up about being good with finances.
We live a debt-free life.
I mean,
that's what Michelle would say.
For
Michelle
Christ's sake, even Antonio Cromartie had the goddamn decency to not say that he was Donald Trump or Warren Buffett in terms of the investments.
We practice a debt-free lifestyle.
Was that really their shtick?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's like easy to be debt-free when you're spending $5 million and making $5 million in one a month.
Right.
God, that is idiocy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice segment, Eve.
Thanks. Thanks, Pops.
You're welcome. Are you going to go home saying that you had a fun time on the show?
No.
I don't want you ratting me out to your parents. That's what I'm tiptoeing around here.
Why? They love you.
They listen to the show, right?
All the time.
My dad does. My mom can't really handle it.
Why not? Too real?
Yeah, it's too in your face.
That could get us to go talk about Straight Outta Compton, but I really don't want to. I refuse to get into that.
None of us saw it.
I'm going to go see it. Who's playing Dr. Dre?
You going to find a date there? Is that where you're going?
Look at her mug for the camera. Oh, my God. You look like you just got dumped by Kermit.
That's why I'm going.
Oh, you didn't react. That makes it not fun.
I reacted. That was my face.
We got the camera.
Oh, you did the piggy face? I have no urge to see it, and I really hate that it has like almost a 90 on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's not that I have anything against NWA, who really were, I don't want to say seminal, because it's like, even that doesn't go far enough. Who in rap since NWA came out has not really ripped off NWA? For God's sake, it's not every artist to this day just bragging about. If you're not into, don't get me wrong, if you're not into the intellectual, like, nerd rap side, it really seems like there's just a binary in rap that has existed for 30 years. Mm. It's just like, you know, you got Del the Funky Homo Sapien on one side and, like, De La Soul having fun with it. And then everyone else, it's still just Body Count and... Or if you're Tupac, you do both. You have Brenda's Got a Baby to show, you know, on the same greatest hits album as I Get Around.
What is it, rose growing concrete?
The rose that grew from concrete would be Tupac's poetry album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I want to see it just because I think it'll be a good laugh.
Why is that? Why do you think it'd be a good laugh?
Because it's going to be horrible. Any movie like that is horrible. We grew up from nothing. We get rich. And then, you know, get a drug problem, lose some money, and then get rich again. It's all the same.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm talking to me. This is refreshing.
Why?
Making some sense around here.
Oh.
I hate every single movie.
You hate movies that are about people.
Yeah, I hate movies about things. What the hell are you even talking about? I remember your lines, your big lines on the show. I despise any sort of musical biopic. Like you said, they could not, you could time them to a T and just be like, this is minute 30, this is the end of act one. And
there's certain ones I feel like that hold some gusto. I think Coal Miner's Daughter is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Coal Miner's Daughter is before they got very, very formulaic. That is Sissy Spacek playing, is it?
Loretta Lynn.
Okay.
And Tommy Lee Jones playing Doe. Hey, Doe.
And it starts off with her getting her period in the shower, right?
Yeah, I'm getting my period, Doe.
And then at the end, they dump the pig's blood on Loretta Lynn.
Stop. That's Carrie.
And then she has her comeuppance.
Yeah. Plug it up.
That is a good one.
Hey, Doe. What's horny mean, Doe?
You know what? I'll give you points. I hadn't even thought of Coal Miner's Daughter. That's a great movie. That is how that should be done. Now, is it that Coal Miner's Daughter was so early on that made it watchable? Or is it the same crap? Like, if we look at it now, does it follow the story arc? Because for my money,
I think it holds up. I mean, it's on TV a lot late at night when I'm up, gentlemen. No, and I watch it. I think it's a great movie still. I mean, she earned...
Was that you asking for them to call the Sir Mix-a-Lot hotline and kick them nasty thoughts?
She earned that Oscar, though. Like, that was... She was incredible in that movie.
I'm just... When I say that I hate these things, to me, there's like this triumvirate of crap in my head. I'm thinking of Walk the Line, which...
So bad.
Walk the Line was bad.
Like, all these movies you're talking about, I've never seen them
because you're good and you value the time in your life.
I understand that, yeah, it's probably not going to be
that good. You understand it's probably going to be the same thing.
I like the musician. I don't need, I don't know, I just don't need their backstory.
Well, you
I don't know half the people that are in bands. They're like, you don't know this person's name. You've been listening to him for years, but I really could care less.
I think what's so obnoxious about it is you know the entire arc and then they all feel the need to take you on the same journey. There's always a love story. There's always like some sort of problem with the record label. There's always the first like, I mean, for the love of effing God, if I see one more producer at about minute 27 in the movie going, hey, back it up. Do that again.
We got ourselves a hit.
Oh, my God. Kill me. Jesus Christ. It's all the same. Hey, Johnny, you know, play Walk the Line again. I think this could be something. Yeah, it was
but
something.
Slow it down a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just kill me.
Little more drums.
And I think what really made me, like, the way that, like, the Duggars hate Muslims, because let's be honest, they do. That's how much I hate these films, was Ray.
Oh, my God.
Ray?
That's so funny, because Nate Gonzalez literally said, look at that movie, Ray. Like,
Ray,
on the Periscope.
Nate?
Right before you said that.
Nate.
Hi, Nate.
Good call, Nate.
Ray
we love you.
Putrid. Ray sugarcoats his life. Oh, God. Jamie Foxx.
I know it's Jamie Foxx.
Like, he could not.
Kerry Washington.
There was, like, not enough room on Jamie Foxx's dick for all the mouths that wanted to go on it for his performance of Ray, which was just, here, I'll condense Jamie Foxx's Ray for you.
Well, when he won the Oscar, I swear to God.
Fantastic.
I swear to God, did anyone, like, remember when he won the Oscar and his head just exploded? Like, it literally just, they're like, and Jamie Foxx for Best Actor. And his head just went,
after he sent the dick pics.
Oh, he has dick pics?
Ooh.
Didn't he do some shilling?
Didn't
he do some stuff like that?
I know that Kanye West used
to. Did
he send it to you? I don't know. Yeah, he sent it directly to me. If you want, I can forward them to you. No, I know where you're going.
The only way that I am cool with him ever getting recognized again, and there's two ways. First of all, he has to tow his daughter around. I want to marry her. I love Jamie Foxx's daughter the same way that I love, what's his face from
Bobby
the Matrix?
Christina Brown.
No, God rest that angel soul. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter. Like, to me, those are like the two hottest black chicks that aren't famous.
She's the one that's doing porn, right?
Yes. Yeah. She did porn.
No, I thought that was not Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was?
Lawrence Fishburne. I thought it was the guy from Shawshank, Morgan Freeman's daughter, was doing the porn.
No,
am I wrong?
Fishburne.
All right.
You're wrong, but now I want that more than anything. And he narrates.
Does he have a daughter?
It. I don't know. He needs to have one just so he can narrate her
is he
porno.
Not, is he not, like, dating his daughter?
Oh, they do have some weird thing going on. I know what you're talking about.
It's like his second stepdaughter or something, but he's dating her. I don't know.
Oh, God, that is... He can do
no
wrong. He
kind of does narrate a porno, though, in Shawshank.
Oh,
it's not a great one.
Oh,
Andy Dufresne.
And at that moment.
And at that moment, Andy Dufresne.
I'd like to say Andy got away. Sometimes he did. Sometimes he didn't. Something like
good.
That.
Yeah.
His daughter, Jamie Foxx's daughter, is gorgeous. If you want to Google her and then Google Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, just go between the two
That's
of them.
That's all I'm going to do all night.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the end of it, you'll be a Black Panther. If that doesn't convert you to the movement, exactly. Eva put the fist up.
Keep on keeping on.
But for my money, and I have the same criticism of Eva, you're the real actor here. Actually, Jay is too. You guys are both.
Jay's a real actor.
Yeah,
sure.
Trained actors. I just watch TV and I'm like, look at Brando's really good in The Godfather. That's just my thought here. Is Jamie Foxx doing anything other than a Ray Charles impression? Is there like an ounce of pathos to it at all? Because I felt nothing. I felt like they just got a dude
If you felt nothing, then he didn't do his job.
They could have
Without seeing it, I would say, yeah, he looks like a guy doing an impression of a guy doing an impression.
Yeah, it's like they could have gotten third place from the Ray Charles lookalike at like the Georgia County Fair, right. And I would have been okay with that because Georgia's a county, by the way. And same with when what's his tits did Man on the Moon.
Jim Carrey
when he did Man on the Moon, like I felt nothing for that. It's just him
it
doing
seemed
an
like
Andy
what we
Kaufman
thought Andy Kaufman
impression.
Was
yeah
his
that's
I
not
hated,
acting
I hated
to me.
Andy Kaufman, so I never saw that movie.
Oh, you are just tickling the ivories of my likability piano today.
Really?
Yeah. That's not an expression till just now.
I'm impartial to that, but John,
not Andy,
horribly
never
overrated,
been
overrated,
so
horribly overrated.
John's right.
Like, I could, yes. There you go.
Just so overrated.
Big fan of Jay's all of a sudden.
Yeah, in my mind, like, I...
He would go on stage and would just sing Mighty Mouse. You know who else could do that? Like an autistic. And he'd do it without the hubris. He would just come out with it. And you'd be like, oh, that poor man. He's so brave. Andy Kaufman is just on stage reading the dictionary for 26 hours. Like, oh, bravo. Like, why don't you just go balls out, defecate in your hand, and fling it at the audience like the angry gorilla that you are. You know, if the audience is such a burden, give me a share of it.
Right.
I'll treat them like the princes of New England that they are. What did Michael Caine call all the abortion kids? Good night, you princes of New England. How did it go?
You sons of Maine, you princes of New England.
Something like that. And then he went and huffed his ether and cut out a uterus or two.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep.
There's something I want to get to before I let you out. This is where I'm going to put a note reminding me to chop this chunk out of the show, because this is where it's going to get dirty. For those that are listening on the station, the public access that carries us, you can get the whole uncut clip by going to inpapasbasement.com. I'll have that uploaded. We won't be able to play this because of all the dirtiness that is about to come. And if you're listening on Periscope, guess what? This isn't going to carry there whatsoever. So
we love you anyways.
We love you.
This is going to be us seemingly reacting to ghosts whispering in our ears.
Okay.
It will seem like evil black magic. Are either of you, did you guys, what are you laughing at, lad?
Oh, I'm just staying on the Periscope, but I'm catching what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit late.
Oh, God, that's so weird. You're able to, you're hearing
us fed back the whole time? My brain's just slow.
Oh
yeah,
I
didn't
so
want
pretty.
Anyone to know.
Let's
it's
put you
exactly,
on stage.
Yeah, it's this face blocking all the.
It's these.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. You only got so many points to go around.
Exactly.
His is in the charisma.
Yeah, I didn't roll.
All right. A couple days ago, there was a massive, and I mean massive, explosion in like an industrial section
in your
of
butt.
China. That was earlier today when you called asking for a ride home, and I had gone right past you by 30 seconds. And as an adult with not a hint of comedy to it, just like the rest of the show, I said, I can't. I have to go home or I will crap my pants, which is the truth.
Hmm.
I didn't have my morning.
You told me the truth.
My morning papoo, to pronounce it like trapeze. And right before I got out the door, my chick was like, here's your coffee. And I chugged it down. And maybe by the time I hit the bottom of her driveway, I was like, I have to crap so bad.
Did you put it in reverse?
No, I did the next 45 minutes in traffic like a soldier.
That's terrible.
And in fact, I had to...
Why didn't
did you
stop
that?
Somewhere?
I was about to pull into Harris Teeter with like 5 minutes left. Yeah, Harris Tatar. But I was like, do I have to buy something after defecating there? Like, I feel I owe them something.
Why?
It's like...
It's good practice.
Yeah, like if a chick out of nowhere just starts tugging you off... You can't. It's very
rude. You have to get her a lollipop? Like,
yeah, unless you're Gene Simmons. And you're like, that was great. Now get out. But yeah, like you said, I guess you're my girlfriend for 48 hours. Let's go to Chipotle and then I'll let you down easy after that. So I'm racing home and I actually had to call my mom and I was like, open the door. I have to crap. And she just laughs and goes, okay. And I sprint in and it was... Oh, my God. I mean, there might as well have been, like, Flight of the Bumblebee playing as I sprinted toward the door. It was bad. So, back to the China explosion out of China's butt. Did you not see? Neither of you have seen this. It's footage that went viral. It's a warehouse that was containing some sort of chemical that reacts explosively to water.
Okay.
I didn't even know there was a thing.
Yeah.
But, So this thing goes up, and then of course, like a million Chinese firemen, like the little ants that they are, come out with their spray guns and start hosing it down, which only leads to subsequent massive explosions.
Oh, no.
And this is recorded by, I can't really tell who it is. I don't know if there's like a language barrier. I think there is with the woman in the clip. But there is a guy watching this. And I don't want to prejudice you before you hear it.
Okay.
Can I just listen to it or should I watch the video?
Oh, I mean, have you seen an explosion before?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're tracking with the video.
Sweet.
It is maybe the most inarticulate thing I have heard since Dax Shepard in Idiocracy. Okay. This is a guy witnessing
Peyton.
Go away, Peyton. This is a guy witnessing from his apartment window a spectacular chain of explosions, like something you would see during a commercial for a Die Hard film.
Okay.
And they're like, this is our piece de resistance or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Okay.
And he's seeing this from his window, and this is his reaction. I am going to put a note right now to kill the episode because his language is rather saucy.
And this is in China.
This is a dude, one of ours, I believe, in China.
American in China.
Good job.
Doing America proud.
Yep.
All right. So.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Did you get that?
Fuck yeah, I'm videoing it.
I'm videoing
what
it.
What the fuck?
I think that might be a gas station or something.
Fuck yeah, it's a gas. Whoa!
Oh! They are way too excited.
I mean, it looks like the.
Shit!
Yeah. That's freaking me out right now.
Fucking what?
Oh shit! Oh shit!
No, baby!
Oh no!
Are we dangerous here?
Yeah, we're dangerous.
Okay, this is.
What do you say? Now we're dangerous?
Yeah, this is where. I don't know if they're mentally challenged or it's a language thing, but she asks, upon witnessing the explosion, the guy who's speaking English better, by the way, it really does look like Nagasaki. And
it sounds like it.
He's just sitting behind a glass window like, yeah, this is going to protect me. Shrapnel,
for
what's that?
Real.
His chick, I believe, asks twice, are we dangerous here?
Yep.
Thinking, I'm going to go out on a limb and say she's asking, are we in danger?
Are we in danger? Yeah.
But let's play it back.
Hell yeah, baby.
Because I think he replies, yeah, or we're not
my
dangerous.
My chick asks me that all the time.
Like, yeah, baby, we dangerous.
She sees your D.
Are we?
We're dangerous. Oh my God.
Oh dear. Are you filming?
Yes, I'm filming.
Are you filming?
Whoa. I think we are dangerous.
Another, I think we are dangerous here. I'm going to kill it at that point.
That's scary.
It should have been terrifying.
They seem to enjoy themselves.
I don't want to say this in a way that's offensive. They sounded like a retarded kid, like in front of a Froyo machine that malfunctioned. Like that was the level of excitement and complete obliviousness to any sort of danger associated. Just like, whoa!
No more?
That's what it came off like. And instead, they're seeing explosions that easily could have chained. They have no idea that this isn't going to daisy chain itself right up to their front window and then put like some sort of 9-foot saw blade right through the both of them.
Right.
Like, have they not seen Final Destination? There you go. Soulmates. They're so oblivious. I mean, and now I'm just sad that, like, you know, natural selection didn't take its course.
Yeah.
I've got, like, 200 guys died that should be making my iPhones. And these two dullards.
God.
What?
That's why I'm an Android user.
Exactly.
I don't support explosions.
Exactly. The next cell phone is going to be $1,800 with a 2-year upgrade. And you wonder why. Don't roll your eyes, young lady.
I did not.
Well, did anyone have anything to add, or can we punch out on this one?
Let's punch.
All right, let's do the little outro music. Do-do-do. doing our little dance on Periscope. I like that. We are all awful dancers. I'm sorry. I have to do my... I guess this is Charlie. No, this is Mac from Always Sunny. The little elbows up. Yeah. You got it right.
Yeah.
You completely nailed his dance. I am impressed. All right, people. Thank you for staying with us. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
And do we use your alias, even though we've used your real name a billion times?
Pete, maybe.
That's
maybe.
His real name.
Pete, maybe.
In papasbasement.com, the website that has every episode we've ever done. But find us on Stitcher. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe. Rate us. I gave, really detailed instructions on how to rate us on iTunes. Because, remember, Apple's user-friendly. And that's why you need three paragraphs to tell you how to leave a goddamn five-star rating.
And Nate's here, too.
Nate Gonzalez,
we love you.
Here in spirit. Mwah! Kisses. Kisses to my bitches. Hugs to my thugs. At Papa's Basement for me on both Twitter and Instagram. At Orchard Eva.
At Orchard Eva.
On Instagram and Twitter when she feels like it. And at Pete Maybe on Twitter. And
at Pete Maybe.
Dead Maybe Jokes.
And Dead Maybe Jokes at gmail.com.
I get it.
And maybe, maybe not on Tumblr.
There you go. Yeah. Till the next one.
At Nate L. Gonzalez.
We're out of here.
I just want to throw that
in. We love you, Nate.
I do too.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.